the town where the jazz is swinging high. It's the New Orleans Outsider with Chris Goffmeyer. Oh my, we may be outsiders, but our love for New Orleans is true. So come along as I share it all with you. Sights and sounds, food and drinks, we're here to take a ride with New Orleans Outsider as our guide.
And here are your hosts, Chris Goff, Peter Newkirch, and Justin Appleberry.
Well, it may not look like much from the outside, but we have a honey hole of a sandwich shop to talk about today. Welcome to NOLA Outsider. I'm Chris, along with Justin and Peter this week. And guys, we've all been to Verde Mart, so that's good. It's always good to have a topic where we've all been a part of it. But Verde Mart, let's talk first impressions. Let's start with you, Justin. When you first walked up to the hallowed walls corner shop, Verde Mart, what did it scream to you?
That I probably needed to have armed security with me as we were walking in. It was my first night, the end of my first day ever in New Orleans. And it was a very long day. We ate a lot. We drank a lot. And It was in the a.m., which I'm not accustomed at my advanced age of being awake in the a.m.
Me neither.
Yeah. And you were like, dude, we got to go in here. You're going to love this sandwich. And it just looked like a real shady joint that I was just like, man, I'm not real sure. It's not much to look at from the outside nor the inside until you get into the back area and you start smelling those smells, man. And you look at that menu and then it's life changing.
Yeah, Peter, I'm assuming you had a similar thought when you first walked up to this place.
Oh, I would say it's a little bit different. It's like a world that you're transported into when you walk inside. And then you're transported again when you get to the back, because you're surprised by the what the front is. You go in that little side door, you know, to the little corner door, and you're like, the thing's like 4 feet wide. And everything on the shelf is from 1982. Has dust on it. I don't think anybody's ever bought anything off those shelves. You got to squeeze around the aisle, and then you're in the back, and it's magical. There's a food counter back there, and there's some grumpy person that's interchangeable with any other grumpy person that works there, and they're very efficient and take your order, and then you somehow manage to wait with about 50 other people for your food to come up.
It is. It can get a little tight in there. Mm-hmm. So the first time I heard about Verde Mart, I have to give our friend Travis credit, because he is the one that asked a bunch of people like, hey, where can we get a sandwich? And I think they got several shops that we haven't talked about any of the others, but like, you know, Quartermaster is another corner store. I mean, you know, if you've ever gone down to New Orleans, you know that there's so many po' boy shops. You have ones that are blatantly called like, you know, NOLA po' boys or stuff like that. And any restaurant or hole in the wall will have them a lot. But Verde Mart, sort of like Rouse's, seems like it's like a corner store. Rouse's is a chain, of course. It's a bigger grocery store. But, you know, there's a lot of these corner convenience store shops, and Verde Mart is one of those. And it's located at 1201 Royal Street. So it's on what I consider to be the east side of the French Quarter before you get over to the Frenchman area. And when we first went there, you know, you walk in, like you guys have aptly described, you get to the door, it looks the outside, the signs are sort of banged up, the door's got, you know, fencing up, you know, the grate on the door so you can't bust open the glass on anything, you know, says like what they possibly expect. They seem to be open 24 hours, and they may be, I'm not sure if they are, because I haven't gone like at 4 a.m. It's usually like 1 or 2. And you walk in, and it looks like it's sort of like Clerks, you know, but like Clerks is like way nicer. The store in the movie Clerks. This is like Peter said, there's nothing on the shelves half the time. It's like not stocked. It's like, are we still post Katrina? I mean, it looks weird. Like there's barely anything in there. But you know, you're like, hey, I heard that there's a sandwich place here, and they direct you to the back because the cashier sort of onto your right on the wall as soon as you walk in there. And, you know, I would say, I don't know, you guys tell me, I'd say the aisles are, I don't know, about 12 inches wide. I mean, it's like you're snaking through this place like you're damn, like, I have to turn sideways to go halfway through the store. I do.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. So you mostly have to turn sideways to get down the aisle.
Yeah, being bigger guys. Yeah, you're a single file. You cannot go side by side. You're a single file. And it really, when you come to the front too, you've seen like, or The Walking Dead, or some of those zombie movies, or those post-apocalyptics, like when you go into the old grocery store and there's like all this dust on there. Like, oh my God, there's a can of peaches.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looked like, the peaches from some post-apocalyptic grocery store.
Well, you talk about zombies. I forget to mention, and our friend Travis wanted to bring this up. When you walk in, I mean, Vertimart is what I Taco Bell used to have their ad campaign of fourth meal. And that's what I call Vertimart, fourth or fifth meal. You know, when you go in there, like when you're, you know, a little non-sober and you go in there before bed, you know, I mean, because who wants to go to bed at midnight, 1 or 2 o'clock without getting a 15 inch sandwich loaded to the gills? You know, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. But and at our advanced age, you know, I need some Tums. But when you walk up to the corner store at 2 a.m., there's about 5 drunks at every direction. You got to step over people to get in there because it's obviously a hangout. Maybe they get some scraps. I don't know. But it is definitely a lot of Gandhis down there, Peter.
Yes, definitely. They do tend to migrate there. It's like moths to the light. You know, they just everybody knows that Vertimart's open no matter what. I my understanding is they are 24 hours. And
yes, it is 24/7. Yeah. I'm seeing it right now. I like a lot of things. I figured it was 24/7 at some point, and maybe it cut it back a little bit. It seems like a lot. That's sort of the in vogue thing to do around the country. But no, it's 24/7. So it's sort of like 7-Eleven. Why do they have locks, or why do they have grates on the glass? Because they're never shut down. But yeah, dude, I just can't say enough. When you walk in, and like if you tell people like, hey, newbies, you're going down to New Orleans. Oh, I got a great place to tell you. I'm not going to be there with you, but you need to go to Vertimart at about midnight to get a sandwich. Now, you might want to go there and order it because it's going to take like 30 minutes for you to wait to get it like freshly made at that time, because you're going to probably be 10th in line. So you might, you know. But if I could just imagine some of my friends walking into this place, because it looks like such a dump, but it's so good. I mean, I'm leading up to the greatness that it is. But mm-hmm. I mean, when you walk in, you do not expect much, because they do have coolers all along the left side, which have, you know, soda, tea, water, and then they have single beers. They have bottles of wine, you know, the energy drinks, all that. And, you know, of course, when you're waiting, you have, you know, there's bags of chips everywhere and all that stuff. But you got to remember, cash only, because I'm sure they're skimming Uncle Sam, possibly. I don't know. But cash only. So and in today's world, I think they have an ATM. They better, because most people don't have cash anymore.
Right. They do. It's up front. It's got I've looked at it. I've always been smart enough to have cash on it. They, you know, it's like $4, $4 or $5.
$10 transaction.
Yeah. And they got you, because these are like, man, I'm here. I'm in already. If you get in the door, you're committed to it. So you're like, well, it's another $5. And
right.
You get your drunk money out of the ATM. And I love that they refuse to have the clerks in back who take your order, give them a cash register. They make you go up front with your ticket to pay. Yeah.
Which would make me feel like the way they have that settled, like you'd think maybe they have a lot of people shoplifting, you know, because they have to be constantly looking, because yes, you have to go back. You don't pay the sandwich guy to make your sandwich. He hands you your food. And like, you know, I guess you could just snake your way out of there if you're not really paying attention. I figure that happens a lot there, possibly, because it's sort of easy to do that the way they have it set up. But, you know, like, it's funny, like when you go in there, you know, like I said, when we first went in there, it's like, what, you know, where do we order sandwiches? You ask the front counter guys, they point to the back. So you go to the back, and there's this, you get all the way to the back, and there's that, you know, that glass deli counter there that feels like I'm a child, because it feels like it's like 8 feet in the air. And you're just sort of looking in it, and you know, it's got all the daily stuff, Peter, that they can warm up, right? It's got like meatloaf and pork chops and cutlets and all this stuff in that side.
But it's then bread pudding and your pudding and your other pudding and your Jello salad and
And then on the wall, they have like, I don't know how big that damn thing is, 12-foot wide wall of like a chalkboard of like all the damn sandwiches and options they have for breakfast/lunch/dinner.
It's intimidating.
It is.
It's because like they took a chalkboard out of a school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like, yeah, it's It's amazing too, because you know there's all these names. It's not just like, okay, pick a protein, pick a bread. You know, it's like, you know, as we get to All That Jazz and you know, Ernie's Sandwich and all these stuff, and you're like, I have no idea what the hell these are. So they sort of walk you through it if you're a newbie. I'm sure they get sick of that, but I mean, it's, and you make your order. And it's made right then. So, I mean, you know, you're like half drunk and you're just waiting there and you're there. I mean, I've been, most of the time I order a sandwich like at that time of night, there's at least, I don't know, a half dozen at least people in front of me. And then another half dozen come in after me. And you're just waiting with your ticket in the store that has foot wide aisles. And you're trying to like get out of the way with everybody trying to get around you. And yeah, and it can take a while because they're making it fresh.
Yeah, they were smart because they gave themselves plenty of room behind those counters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, that one counter is, or that one cooler, the deli cooler is massive. And it is definitely raised up. And they are, I mean, they look down at you when you order.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how tall you are, they're looking down at you. I also wonder if they didn't do that to give them a good angle to throw stuff at the drunks when they need to kick them out. I was going to say,
it's got to be more of a security thing, I think.
I got a very Seinfeld suit Nazi vibe on there, like when I walked up because they were a little grumpy, and I was just like, "I'll have the number four, Jesse Paul next."
Yeah. Don't be asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, I didn't ask anything. No.
Don't be saying, "Can I get a this sandwich with like just a couple pickle?" You know, don't do that because they'll throw you.
You give it how you want to give it to me, boss man. I'm gonna take it.
It's true. I will say, like, so the first sandwich that I ever got there, and it ended up being the sandwich that I always get there, is what I consider to be their signature sandwich, which is the All That Jazz sandwich. And I guess they're foot long, Peter. They seem a little bit bigger than that, but maybe not. It's probably a foot long bread.
They're big.
Yeah. So what Vertimart has done, by the way, and I can look at their menu now, and I always get these emails because I got signed up, and it'll say, like, order Vertimart online. So now you can order it online. And so I can see their menu here, and their menu looks like, if their store looked as good as their menu, the store would be, like, brand new. But the All That Jazz is a medley of grilled ham, turkey, and shrimp. That's the kicker, the shrimp. But Swiss and American cheese, grilled mushrooms, tomatoes on grilled French bread with their wow sauce. That, by the way, wow sauce can be purchased. It's now commercially available, their wow sauce. But
really?
Yeah, it is. Because I think I had to order it and ship it. So I haven't done it because shipping was dumb when I first found it a few years back. But yeah, that is their signature sandwich. And it's $17.25, but it's worth every penny. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's not a bad deal for All That. I mean, it's not a small sandwich.
No, it's big. I mean, Peter, you've had All That Jazz, right? All three of us had All That Jazz?
Yeah.
I've had All That Jazz. I actually go for the Ernie's Powerhouse.
Okay.
Just because the All That Jazz is massive. Not that the Ernie's is smaller. It's the same price. It just somehow feels slightly less overwhelming.
Yeah, so the Ernie's Powerhouse sandwich, also $17.25, the grilled shredded pork, grilled shrimp, bacon, provolone, pepper cheese, grilled mushrooms, olive salad, and wow sauce. So I have had that one too, and it's great. I guess All That Jazz is the one I always turn to because it's just the one I grew up on. But both those are like unbelievable sandwiches. And usually what ends up happening, because I'm dumb, I'll just buy one of these sandwiches. I'll be able to eat about a third to a half of it, and then I'll put the other half in the fridge in the hotel and be like, I'll get to that sometime, but I never do, and I'll throw it away on the last day when I leave. And it sucks, but that's what I normally do. Peter, I know you wouldn't be wasteful like that, but that's what happens with me.
I try not to, but I think anybody that goes there, you probably have had that experience because their sandwiches are massive. I have I do like their onion rings. They are excellent.
I haven't tried this, but I love them.
Never had their onion rings or fries or any of that stuff there. I've never had their egg sandwiches. They have like a whole breakfast menu because I've never been there at that time of day.
But I've had a breakfast sandwich from there. We were heading out early one morning. I remember we got them. They're one of the few places down there where they're like, we don't do biscuits. They're like, it's on bread.
It's just easy for
them. You're a big biscuit guy too, huh, Pete?
So, I am. Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm disappointed with them. Just more of a note that there's like, they go what's easy for them, and biscuits aren't easier. So,
So the third big sandwich on their list is the Royal Feast sandwich. It's 15 and a quarter. Cheese caped, grilled, and stacked pot roast beef, turkey and ham with hot pepper cheese, black olives, grilled onions, and their wow sauce. So also a huge sandwich. There's pictures of this stuff online, verdimartinola.com. But then we get to the sandwich, and Justin, I don't think you watch. I think, Justin, I sent you a video of this couple that goes and does reviews that Peter hooked me up with.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were looking at the best muffalettas in New Orleans. And so, of course, like, you know, we always like joke around with our friends, like it's going to be Central Grocery or Napoleon House, cold versus hot. You know, we've joked about mm-hmm. it on here. And, you know, he went through all these, he went through like five or six restaurants, but he got to this, he got to Verdimart and the muffaletta. Now, Verdimart offers a muffaletta, regular muffaletta, but they also offer a spicy muffaletta. They call it the Bam Bam. And basically, this guy was, Peter, it was either the number one or number two muffaletta in all of New Orleans as it was rated by this dude. And I think I've sort of, I haven't given the muffaletta at Verdimart enough chance, I don't think.
He rated it number one. He did a good job of explaining his reasoning behind each sandwich and where he ranked them. I know he really liked that they grilled the ham at Verdimart. He thought it added an extra layer of flavor to it. Basically, they didn't make the sandwich weird. They just, it's very straightforward, but of course it's hot. So, you know, we're going to improve on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his other reviews of other things have been pretty spot on. So I think it's a discontinuation of the argument.
What was the spice it put on it?
It doesn't like say. It just says their spicy muffaletta is the same as the original, but with our added spices that have been the talk of the town, of course, served on the one and only specialty sesame seed bread. If you enjoy spicy, you'll love this Verdimart original. Both the half muffaletta, spicy or regular, are $13.99, which is a good price down
that
there.
That is good price, yeah.
Half sandwich. I know I've gotten that for our friend Jamie before, and I think she split it with Stacy. But, you know, it's always unfair to sort of mention these in the same breath as like a Napoleon House or Central Grocery because we've only eaten these when we're drunk. You know, so it's like my wife has never been like, good God, this is a good sandwich because, she, you know, she probably said that. But does she really mean it at that point? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I've not had their muffaletta, so it's added to the list next time we go down.
Yeah, I like spice, too, so.
Yeah, well, the only problem I have with that one dude, Peter, that we're talking about is that he has an aversion to sesame seeds for whatever reason. So he sort of knocked any place that had sesame seed bread, which I find that to be a weird thing that someone has a problem with.
Yeah, who knows? That's it. But I believe that it is not a muffaletta if it's not on the sesame seed bread. So
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Other sandwiches, they have Philly cheesesteak, they have shrimp Philly sandwich, chicken Philly, mushroom mountain sandwich, which is just a mountain of grilled fresh mushrooms and cheese.
For our vegetarian friends out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes on and on. Of course, they have regular just chicken breast, roast beef, turkey, ham. They have all the regular club stuff like that, BLT, hamburgers even. And like I said, they have this case just filled with stuff that's there, like that has nothing to do with any of these things I'm talking about. That's just sort of their specials of the day or whatever. I mean, it is an amazing like pot of gold at the end of this store. I think it's really hard to compare like the front half to the back half because it's like people go in there it doesn't matter. You see people in three-piece suits and you got guys living on the street walking in there and getting food. So it is that's how you know it's a great place.
It's a quintessential New Orleans experience, right? It's not just about the meal, it's about the whole atmosphere and waiting in line and having no room and, you know, having the mix of businessmen with homeless people combined that makes it so cool.
It is.
And just sitting there, I remember the first time I went there and I was full and I was tired and I was with you, Chris, and I can't remember who else was in our gang. You're like, we got to go. You're going to love it. Okay, well, I'll try it. And I had no intentions. I was like, I'm going to buy it, and I'll probably take it back to the hotel and eat it. But you're sitting there, and you're watching these guys make it, and you're waiting for a long period of time. And the smell is just – you're like, oh, my God. And you start just getting hungry. And I ate that whole damn thing in one sitting. I mean, I devoured it just like I hadn't eaten in a week.
Oh, it's, I mean, it's so good there. I mean, and their food, I will say, you're going to have like a half a roll of paper towels. It's sloppy. It can get a little sloppy, but, there's so much on this sandwich and it's like just protein packed. But, I was looking at the history of this place. Like I said, 1201 Royal Street, back in 1968, it transformed from Leon's Grocery into Verde Mart by a person named Shelba Hatfield, now run by her family. And it retains deep neighborhood ties in New Orleans. So it's interesting, like through the years, I've gone there all the time. I don't go every trip, which I always want to, but I just, it ends up not happening. But one thing I've always heard through the years is like, oh, well, the old cooks left and it's just not the same. The soul left with the old chef or whatever. I've heard that. But I, every time I go there, I mean, call me a tourist. I can't really tell the difference. You know, it's always good.
Yeah, I think it's just people who make friends with staff there, and they're like, oh, it's not the same. It's not the same until then the next round of people come in and say the same thing. So,
didn't like our Uber driver say that, Goff, when we were coming in one time? We were
driving
Verde Mart. He was like, oh, yeah.
Uber driver said it. And it's like, yeah, and of course, I take everything with a grain of salt. Like, yes, they hate somebody there or one of their friends got fired. So it sucks now. You know, I mean, I get that. But, you know, and it's a, as we've discussed, it's a, competitive market down in New Orleans. So I'm sure if you have somebody that's known for being like an awesome chef at Verde Mart, he might get scooped up out of there at a nicer restaurant, I suppose. Right. But I don't know, man. It's just the mystique of that place is so, it's so off the charts. Just the entire, like, you know, you obviously can't send some of your friends there, right? We all have friends that were like, if I sent my friend blank to Verde Mart, they'd probably freak out and never want to go back to New Orleans. I mean, that's sort of how Jeans was too, Peter.
When we went to Jeans. Definitely. Yeah.
Like, different situation. But I mean, if I sent someone to Jeans when it was still open, people would be like, yeah, I walked in and I thought I was going to die. And like, there's pot everywhere. I can't even see, you know, and that's how Verde Mart is. And I think everybody had, does everybody have like a story? Cause I have a good story.
Oh, they have a bunch. Yeah. Everybody should have stories from Verde Mart.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of my favorite things that when we first got there is like maybe our first year is that my wife always being just, you know, intuitive, she was like, well, I can't take a bottle of wine into some of these places, but I like white wine, so I will drink this entire liter bottle of water, and I will pour this entire bottle of white wine into this bottle, and I will carry it around, and it looks like, you know, maybe I just put a little, you know, I don't know, emergency in it or something, you know, something to make it like slightly tinted yellow. No one will know it's wine. And she's used, and we have pictures of them doing this for the first time outside of Verde Mart. Of course, it was like 2 a.m. So it was a brilliant maneuver at that time. And, you know, that's, and that's one of our favorite pictures to see this tradition happening. But, one of my favorite stories, Peter, I've told you this, I think I've told Justin this, is like, I go there with Garrett. And our friend Garrett is a police officer in Kansas City. And we walk in there. And it is, again, like 2 a.m. And I can't remember. It might have been Garrett's first time there. And that's maybe why he's a little jumpy. I don't remember if it was first or second time.
I believe it was his first time.
Okay. So, like I said, if you're a cop, Peter, I can only speak for you and Garrett. I would assume when you're a cop and you walk into that store, I alert sort of like you're better. You're like a bloodhound, right? You're more like picking up perceptions than a normal person walking down the street. So when you and Garrett walk or New Orleans in general, the French Quarter, you're obviously a slightly on high alert, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, it's a tight space and yeah, a lot of drunk people. And when one person decides to start escalating, it happens fast.
This dude walks in. I'm waiting for Garrett. We've done the whole thing. You know, hey, Garrett, here, look at all this stuff. You know, he's like, this place looks like, you know, like we're in the middle of a, you know, a nuclear meltdown. You know, and this is the final store on Earth. It's like a scene out of Zombie Land, you know, whatever. And so we go up and make our order. And he's like, you know, he's typical Garrett. I'm sure he's like, oh, your sandwich better be good. I'm about to die in here, you know. So, like, we stand over in the side by the coolers, you know, in one of the two paths in the place. And we're, like, getting people around us. There's a lot of people in here. And the people running the register, you know, look like dudes that work at a place that's open 24/7, right? So they're back there. They're holding court. But there's these dudes outside just screaming at each other. And so one of the guys comes in, and he's yelling at the guy at the sandwich counter and at the cashier, and he's very angry. He's very drunk or high. I couldn't really tell which, both. But he's like screaming and say he's going to come in and kick someone's ass or whatever. So I'm sort of observing Garrett, and he picks up, there's this dusty shelf that has like three things on it. And he picks up like a can of Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs, right? And he's got it in his hand. Like, I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man? He's like, gotta be ready, man. And so, dude, he was like ready to like knock someone out with a freaking can of lasagna, right? So, it de-escalated slightly. The guy, you know, they're screaming at the guy to get the hell out, you know, because he's obviously wasted and or an enemy of the state. So he finally leaves. But I think, you know, that even though Garrett loves New Orleans more than any place like Wisconsin or South Carolina or anywhere else, this experience might have tainted him poorly until he actually put that sandwich in his mouth. And then it all melted away.
Yeah, that solves all problems right there.
Yeah.
And it's an example of everywhere. You were already committed because you paid for your sandwich.
There's exactly. No, I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving without an $18 sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, this is before inflation. It was only like $16.50 then. So I wasn't walking out. No, but that's the kind of place it was. I mean, that's like Gene's Po' Boy. I mean, walk in there, that's the same thing. Oh, I mean, people, everyone's pissed off and high and drunk and like, there's like, they're like, hey, I'll take a number one. Yeah, we're out of number one. I'll take a number two. We're out of number two. And these people are getting pissed. I'm like, okay, like, is someone going to kill each other in here? I don't know. But, you know, but anyway, you should all go to Verde Mart. It's a family fun place. And everybody, no, it's, I just think I've never seen, you know, there's a lot of places that have awesome food in New Orleans, and we've talked about a lot of them, but I've never seen, and I don't think there is anything like Verde Mart, where you walk into this place and it looks like a desolate store and it ends up being like one of the best sandwich shops in the city. And that's saying something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, never judge a book by its cover, right? I mean, we're here in Kansas City. Our best barbecue joint was in the back of a gas station.
That's so true.
Yeah. So you never know where you're going to find good food, man. Or great food.
Exactly. Yeah. I was walking up one night and there's a couple girls out there and they're, you know, one's leaned over and they're doing the patting her on the back, holding her hair, and she's puking her guts out in the gutter right out in front of the store.
Such a rite of passage for young ladies.
They turned right around and walked in the store.
So normal. Let's get the taste out of your mouth. Like, let's get that taste out of your mouth. Let's get a roast beef po' boy, okay? I want to make you feel better.
Just making room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Making room. Seriously. That's right.
That might have been a good move because you could probably put that whole, all that jazz in now.
Hey, man, that might have been the move right there. That's right.
That is a good point. We can yak up right before we load up there. But
I'm going to do that next time.
But anyway, I don't know what else to say about it. It is an amazing place. I've been I tell everyone there, like, as Justin can attest, I mean, Peter knows, I mean, this is a place that we all tell people, you got to go here. I mean, we all have a go-to place. We've talked about a lot of like five-star restaurants there, but on the other side of that, which is the easy, convenient places to get food. Now, convenient can be a stretch if you're there with a lot of people in the middle of the night. That is the busiest time to go, I would assume. Is like maybe there's a dinner rush. You know, I'm sort of not really fairly depicting it. I'm only depicting about from about 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's about the time that I'm really a veteran of Verde Mart.
Yeah, that's prime time.
Peter, you've gone there for eggs.
It gets a rush about every 4 hours.
Okay, I mean that's typical there. But I mean, was the breakfast that you had, was it like that? Did you have to wait and all that?
It was busy. I don't think the lines were as long because it's, you know, everybody's just getting egg sandwiches, eggs with something. You know, it just goes faster. Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of their sides. They're all just as good as the sandwiches. They do plates. I've had catfish, blackened catfish, fried catfish, fried oysters, red beans and rice. All happy with all of it. Not a single thing I've ever thought, nah, I'm not, nothing special there.
This is all the stuff. They got their sides are French fries, mac and cheese, onion rings, hash browns, side of bacon, grits, gumbo even. Ooh. I mean, yeah, they have a lot of stuff there. Ooh.
On the menu, but then, like I said, they have that deli cooler, and that's they just make stuff and put it in there, and it's like, this is what we got. When it's gone, we're going to put something else in there, and it may be completely different. But we got scalloped potatoes, or like I said, I've seen Jell-O salad. Just about anything you can think of, and anything home cooking is in that cooler.
I think it says a lot, Peter. Being in the restaurant business, this has to, and me and Justin would know, as just people that eat at places, but. If you go to a place that looks like Verde Mart, and most people down there, everyone knows Verde Mart. Like, not everybody might not know, you know, some of these nicer restaurants we talk about. But if you throw out, hey, there's this good sandwich shop on Royal Street, Verde Mart? Yeah, that Verde Mart. You've been there? Yeah, it's crazy. It's sort of a store that, yeah, I went to the back. You know, they have the same experience, and they all know about it. But it's just a place that, everyone has the same type of experience there, and everyone sort of walks out of there with the same, like, I don't know. Everyone wants to go back when I take them there. And I don't know. I forget where I was going with that, but it is a place that when I mentioned it to anyone that has been to the French Quarter multiple times or just locals, that it is the place to go as far as a po' boy shop. And as I see, like, more of these, like, online reviewers sort of talking about, like, Verde Mart and talking about how they enjoy their roast beef po' boy, or they're just doing reviews of just roast beef po' boys around the city, or the muffaletta, I'm like, I appreciate that they're still including Verde Mart. And where I was going earlier is that this is a place that, you know, I don't think a lot of people would go to a place that looked like that unless they had a really good reputation. Cause you know, it looks pretty daunting. In fact, when I was finding pictures to put up for the little thumbnail of this episode, I mean, the Verde Mart sign half the time was like busted and like, you know, just throwing a rock through it or something. Right. And I'm like, probably one of the drunks that got kicked out. And I'm like, and from the outside, and just when you step 3 feet in, you might not think like, but my point is, if it looks like that, it's got to be good, because they don't obviously care about spending a lot of money redoing it, right? I mean, this is substance, not sizzle.
Their investment is in the food. The aesthetics, you get what you get.
It's not, I mean, it's right there, you know, in the middle of the quarter. It's very nice down there. It's like there's a bunch of row houses and everything right around and stuff. It's just the shop is just, they've never bothered since 68 to upgrade anything in that shop.
Well, it's usually a winning formula for most people. But.
Yeah. It's one of those places, like you said, if you send someone there on their own and they've never been there, you have to explain. Because the first thing they're going to go, are you sure this is the place?
Oh, God.
It doesn't look like this is big enough for the right way. You're like, no, you need to go in the door. You're going to go into the darkness, right? Like no matter what, it's like, unless it's like 2 a.m, then that's the only time the light's really shining out of that shop. You go in the door, you have to go inside. And the first thing you're going to see is just a grumpy cashier. And you're going to be like, this is still not the right place. You're like, you got to walk to the back. You got to walk all the way to the back, and then it's fine. You'll understand.
Now, I can only imagine, like, hey, mom, I'm going to send you to a place to go to. Don't go at night, but go to this. My mom would, like, well, we saw it, but we weren't really hungry anymore, so we left. They wouldn't even. But it's not fair though. It's a great place, but you guys need to check it out. 1201 Royal Street, VerdeMartNola.com. You can order early. That's probably a smart thing. They deliver as well. I never asked Errol if we can eat sandwiches inside Fritzl since they don't have food, and they might not be able to do that there. Knowing Errol, he might do it for us, but for normal people, he'd probably be like, I do not want to clean up your mess. So no, but like they do deliver in the French Quarter too. On bike. So it's always, you always see the delivery guys around there, but you should check it out. I don't know. It's one of my favorite spots. So look like much, but it eats good.
I feel like getting delivered by them is you can order it, and by the time you walk here, it'll be ready, or you can order it and have it delivered, and it'll be 3 to 4 hours.
Right.
That's true. That is true. So,
and you don't have delivered. Go for the experience. It's like everything in New Orleans. It's the experience too. It's not the great food, but it's the atmosphere and the experience and the stories you get with it. Go there, wait in line, have a good.
I challenge you to go at night. I challenge you to go for your fourth
in
meal.
The a.m. A.m.
Yeah, oh, a.m. Yeah. is even sketchier. But if you just go like 10, 11 even, or 2, that's fine. But that is the time where you will get the full New Orleans experience from head to toe. So, and say hi to that can of SpaghettiOs because I'm sure it's still there.
Probably.
But anyway, check it out, BertieMartinola.com, 1201 Royal Street. Anyway, guys, that's all I got for this episode of Vertie Mart, this NOLA Outsider episode. Next, I don't know, Peter, Justin, we have anything we want to talk about next week? Vertie Mart was an easy one to talk about this week. Do you have any suggestions for our next show?
We'll come up with something exciting. We always do.
We haven't done like Cafe Du Monde. We haven't done the French Market.
Yeah. Those are all big ones. Yeah.
I mean, those are like standard things that, you know, probably people probably see and
Cafe Du Monde and the actual market. There's a lot going on there.
Especially maybe we can check that out next time. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining us. NOLA Outsider, give us a 5-star review if you can. And for Justin and Peter, I'm Chris. We'll see you next time right here on NOLA Outsider.
See ya.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the NOLA Outsider podcast. We'd love to hear about your experiences in the greatest city in the world. Email us at outsidernola@gmail.com. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NOLAOutsider or visit NOLAOutsider.com. See you next time on NOLA Outsider.